Welcome to Boating Insights. This is a podcast about achieving your boating dreams, brought to you by Above and Beyond Boating. We deliver the leading courses to skipper your own boat. Hello, welcome back to Boating Insights. My name is Neil Driscoll, and for this episode, we're going to be looking at if you may be missing a trick with your boating, and you'll not be surprised to hear that there's a core focus on safety for this one. So I was inspired for this on a morning paddleboard recently. As I came home through a mooring field of boats, I had a vast range of safety equipment secured to the decks and rails and the places you might hope to see or expect to find safety equipment. I just started to wonder a few things, and I'm going to run through them for you today and see if you're maybe missing a trick or hopefully can pick up some tips and ideas. So my first thought was, I wonder how many of the skippers who have set this up actually know how to get the best out of the equipment they've purchased. So yeah, let's use a specific example, maybe an EPIRB, which is if you're not sure what an EPIRB is, just basically a beacon that can be used to help call for help using a satellite network. And so let's just say with a beacon, do the people that set this up know how to turn it on, when to use it, how they secure it? Yeah, obviously when it's not being used, but also how they should be securing it and having it, you know, set up when it's actually on and in use. Any other details about how they should use it, and in particular how it should be used or not used, as the case may be, in conjunction with other equipment. If its registration is up to date, and you know, have they told their emergency contacts for registration that they are emergency contacts for a beacon? Yeah, especially in this unfortunate modern world where we're all a bit tuned to scammers trying to kind of ring us and get details. It's pretty important if someone's getting a phone call out of the blue asking about you that they know that they should expect that that may happen one day. So I use the EPIRB as a bit of a simple one because particularly say in Australia, there's lots of places and in other parts of the world where it's either recommended or mandatory for the boating you might be doing, or personal locator beacons, perhaps depending if you're on a ski or something. But they're absolutely not difficult. You know, basically turning it on, find the thing that moves, move it as far as it will go, light should start flashing, and if it's registered, help will come. I mean, that's near enough all there is to it. But then have you stowed it somewhere that people know how to get it? Do people know how to turn it on? What happens if you're not there? Do they know that if you're in a group that you shouldn't turn on the EPIRB and all the PLBs, but if you separate that you should? You could go into this. I mean, there's whole sections of it in various courses that we've got, depending on what you're looking at. But I picked the EPIRB because it's something that I, for example, almost daily talk to people who, in Australia, haven't registered their EPIRB because they haven't yet got a radio license, and they're asked if they have an MMSI number, which is something that they would need for their radio or AIS. And often if I'm talking to them, they're in the process of getting that sorted. So they're getting their radio license so they can get an MMSI, and they haven't realized that the MMSI number question when they're registering an EPIRB is not a required field. So they've kind of stopped and often spent months with a really useful piece of safety equipment not registered because they didn't understand the form they were supposed to fill out. That's one specific detail. You know, you could look at so many on the boat, but the main take home is just because you've bought something, it's not necessarily a solution. And how much can you learn about using it so that if you were dependent on whatever it is, that you know everything you can to try and help keep you safe? That's really all I'm trying to get to here. Now, point two. Let's assume that number one's all good and super and people have completed courses like our radio or Sea Survival and that they've learnt this. Or maybe you have. The point two is, has the training for the crews had the information passed on? So the fellow boaters who are coming out on let's assume it's your boat or the boat you've skippered or chartering, has this information made it through to them? So do they know when they should be using things or not? I'll use another specific example of a classic error I come across, unfortunately, very regularly. And that's to do with man overboard. And skippers yeah, doing what is a great step forward for sure in terms of talking to people about man overboard procedures. But often when they get caught on talking about man overboard or plan to talk about it in some kind of brief, it's very easy to sort of fall down the trap of talking about what you as the skipper will do if someone falls overboard. The tricky bit here is that that's great and useful, but obviously if they're not on board and you are on board and you're facilitating the rescue, there's things you definitely would want them to know, particularly on how to have avoided being in that situation to start with. But if they're only going to come away remembering one thing about man overboard, would you rather that the thing they know is what you'll do if they're not on the boat, or what you need them to do if you're not on the boat? And so it's all well and good and great, you know, there's certainly things people should know about prevention. It's obviously better than cure, and also, you know, where they would get back on board, what you might throw to them, why they shouldn't be afraid about the boat coming towards them, or should, depending on what it is, I suppose. But have you actually shown people coming with you what they should do, how to get the engine into neutral, how to stop the boat, what the areas they should be focused on in terms of communications or boat handling or safety? And, you know, if possible, rather than just talking to them, is there an option that you could actually, like, show them or get them to hands-on have a go at something? Like, really simple stuff I love is things like, if you've got a kill cord, can you show them, like, get them to pull the engine into neutral, or show them how to pull the cord and stop the engine? So, you know, if you need them to stop the engine so you can climb on board, particularly, you know, motorboats I'm looking at here, and in particular outboards, then could you get them to have a go at that? And that might just be while you're doing your routine shutdown of the engine or something anyway, but like, what could you do that just means that if something unplanned happened, that means you're not able to give instructions, are there things that you could do that mean that you've sort of set yourself up as well as possible, that hopefully it's got a positive outcome, and if the people coming boating with you do end up needing to look after you and or rescue you, that they've got some idea where equipment is and what they should be doing? I mean, clearly, if you're no longer on board, the moment's passed to relay the critical information to people on board at that point. So it's one to just think through and make sure you're not missing a trick. And obviously, it's not just falling overboard. It might be, for example, like a medical emergency. It could just be really relatively simple, like you've just tripped and banged your head and you're out cold. And do they know how to use the radio or call for help or get back? Do they know where your first aid kit is? You know, you might well, if you've got quite a big boat, you might well have someone on board who's like got phenomenal medical training. You might be lucky enough to have a paramedic with you or something. But if they don't know where your first aid kit is, hopefully they might find it, but valuable time getting wasted on something that could have just been set up and, yeah, who knows, maybe taught them through it, show them, label it, have an awesome diagram set up on your boat. I mean, we go through all these things, of course, in our courses, particularly online skipper, but the real detail here is just, it's all well and good having the equipment, but if you as a skipper owner are the only person that knows where anything is and how it works, I think it's fair to say that you're missing a trick, and please just try and take a minute to sort of think about that one and see if there's anything you can implement going forward. And then finally, it all comes back to one of the founding principles of all of our training. So I hear, I forget, I see, I remember, I do, I understand. So the idea being, if you sit down and, you know, talk to people, often someone will tell me, like, oh, you know, before a big trip, we do like a 2-hour, 3-hour safety brief. And I think, oh, wow, how boring would that be? Like, no one's really learning after probably the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then there's just 2 hours and 45 minutes of whatever. Unless it was interactive, but normally it's told to me as it's a kind of like one person talking, everyone else is just listening. So that's I hear, I forget. Obviously, that is podcast, which is why for our training, we don't just have me playing a podcast. We also use lots of other resources and multimedia in the courses, and make sure at every step that we're teaching you things that you can actually go and put into practice. But learn this for yourself. So if you're going on the boat, for example, if you're going to talk to someone about a fire extinguisher, maybe actually just get them to get it out of the bracket, roll it over. it probably wouldn't be a good idea to set it off for obvious reasons, but you might, if you were in a controlled environment. I wouldn't suggest just doing it in the boat for a brief, but can you show them, look, this is the pin that you pull out. This is how you know that it's good to go. This is the point of the fire that you point it at. And yeah, we could do this for anything. One that I like, if you've got boats that you sleep on board, is just if people are going to be in a cabin, where if there was a fire, they'd have to climb out of the hatch. Might be a good idea to just get them to have a go at that. And at least then, if you find out that they're too small or too big or not physically able to make that happen, at least they know if there's a fire, there's only one way out for that person, because that could be life-saving information when time's critical and visibility is non-existent. So these are the things we've got to think through. How do we make this hands-on so that people are actually learning, and try and make it engaging? It's challenging stuff, this, but it's highly achievable, and you will pick up things on your boat that if you basically start with what safety equipment do we carry, and what could I do to make it engaging that other people other than me know about it? And I think if you're honest, normally you'll find that there's a few things that you end up learning along the way that you either hadn't understood or hadn't quite picked up about stuff that you already own. So from here, what are the simple strategies to make sure that knowledge from points one and two are not the victim of skill fade, i.e. get this perfect at some point and then it just gradually fades away through kind of lack of doing it? And the reality is that a few minutes of structured, hands-on, interactive equipment and procedure training on a regular basis can be fun, engaging, life-saving, and far more effective than just at the beginning of the boating season or before one massive trip, just doing a huge lecture at that point. So small, simple, bite-sized chunks of knowledge should be ideal for you, really. And yeah, one of the rules of ABB, for those of you that follow everything we do, is keep it simple, Skipper. Yeah, as I just said, it doesn't need to be a 45-minute super depressing lecture about all the worst things that can happen at sea, pumped full of useless information about which frequency the EPIRB transmits on or the weight of a gas bottle in an inflatable life jacket. Keep it hands-on, relevant, and engaging. And if you don't know where to start, think through what people need to know for the boat handling, safety, and communications if you as a skipper fall overboard, and then go from there. All of our courses are super helpful for this one, in particular Radio Course, Sea Survival e-learning, and of course the online Skipper course. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.